Come in. Hello there. Sit down. Take a seat. We had something to discuss, I believe. Your grade. As you know, this is a teaching university. So my TA does grade the papers after a certain amount of time. Knowing the way that I grade them, they take over. The university is aware. Another teacher. Professor... Which professor? No, not Williams. Williams was last semester. Professor Harold is the one who handles looking over my TA and ensuring that I am teaching the right way. If you have a problem with your grade, I'm not the person to speak to at the moment. And I'm not like your other professors. So, do me a favor, darling. Button up your blouse. Get out of my office. And tell the next student to come in. That pretty face of yours does nothing for me. Have a great day. Next. Yes, take a seat. How are you doing? I know that the semester has been quite busy for everyone. I know that you are not failing my class, but your grades are slipping in my class. So I called you in here to see why that is exactly. And what it is that I... Sorry, emails. Let me mute. Well, as your professor, what is it that I can do for you? Don't worry. You're my last student of the day. Tell me, what is it that you want exactly? Finals are not over. I thought the agreement was we don't play that game until finals are over. Did you change your mind, precious? Is it the suits? I think that's what's driving you wild. I come into class and continuously remind you that our power dynamic is quite different than you want it to be. And you haven't been able to make me submit in quite some time. Is that why you've come here? You know what? I don't feel like submitting to you today, but you know what I want. Unzip your pants. Show me how hard you are. Oh, no. I didn't tell you to get up and lock the door. You're gonna sit in that chair. If someone comes in, your bag will cover it up. Just put it over your lap. Now, I don't have time to wait for you. I do have other appointments to keep. Go on, precious. Play with your cock for me. I want a show. And you're going to give it to me. Do you remember the last time we were together? Rushing in the morning from that little coffee shop on the corner. We chugged the... What did you buy me that day? Some macchiato nonsense. Chugged it. Luckily, I wore a skirt that day, hiked it up. And I rode you in the driver's seat. Till you whimpered my name. That was fun. If I'd known that was going to be the last time we would fuck for a while, I would have made it last longer. But alas, you can't seem to focus because your cock keeps getting hard. So, play with it. Now. Good boy. Look how wet you are. Look how much you're leaking. I'm not even naked. I'm not even wearing my good suit. The one that hugs every curve and, you know, makes my ass look amazing. I'm not even doing that for you. Are you that unfocused? Are you that turned on by the thought of fucking your professor? I can see why you like being in charge. It's so fun watching you whimper and moan, biting one hand as you pleasure yourself with the other, trying to keep quiet, afraid they'll hear you. What a scene it would cause if someone were to walk in here and I'm sitting at my desk, fully dressed, ready for our meeting, and you're sitting across from me playing with your thick cock out. What a dirty boy. Such a slut for his professor. Is that where you are? Can't get enough. Is that it, darling? Do you just need to be inside me all the time? Is that why you're leaking so much? Legs shaking. Your jaws clenching so beautifully as you tip your head back. Yes. Keep going. I didn't tell you to stop. You should quiet down though. Might hear you. Keep going. You look delicious sitting there. Arching your back for me. Look at all that. Delicious. Pre-cum leaking from you. I'd give anything to taste it right now. But the agreement was no touching. No anything. Until finals are over. Your rules, not mine, darling. You see, I'm simply respecting your wishes. Commands? I think you commanded it that day. When your grades were slipping. I don't think it's me, though. Not if you walked into my office hard. And I've been such a good girl. Good professor for my darling. Look at that. Are you close? Is that why you're whimpering and crying? Shaking, trembling. Here's what we're gonna do. My next appointment is due to knock at any moment. So I'm gonna count down. Okay? And if you haven't come by the end of it, well, that's not my problem, darling. It's yours. So, 5. You know, do you remember how wet I can be? Spreading my legs. Begging you to fuck me. 4. I think my favorite was one night when you were grabbing my hips, pounding and grinding so deliciously. What did you whisper in my ear? That you were gonna breed me like the bitch I am? That was utterly delicious. Thinking about you come dripping down my legs. 3. Or when I was laying off the bed, head tilted back, your hands tangled in my hair, your cock deep in my throat, eyes watering, makeup a mess, and you used me like your good little slut. That was delicious too. So fucking good. 2. Or when you had a toy in my ass, bent over a desk at my house, pounding away, slapping my ass, calling me a whore for liking it so much. Look at me on my desk, letting my student fuck me. It was so good. You came all over my back, rubbed it into me, told me you were mocking me, making sure I knew whose little slut I was. Tell me, are you my little slut too? I think you are. 1. I think you're gonna sit there, pump your cock, and come for me. I think you're gonna whimper and groan and moan. I think you wanna come for me and show me just how crazy you are for my touch. So, come now. Look at that. Oh. Taste it. Grab a tissue. Clean yourself off. And I'll see you in 4 days. When finals are over. Good luck. Oh. And if you don't pass, this kind of torture is gonna last a week. Motivation for you, darling. 1 moment.